ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Buller, some things are just unfakeable. We are free for ice cream!
You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is welcoming the country's newest citizens at the annual flag-raising and citizenship ceremony in Canberra this Australia Day. Calling for unity, he says Australia Day is a chance for reflection on why we are all lucky to call Australia home.
Because at the very heart of the pledge that you make today, to our laws, to our values, and to our people, is the respect for our common humanity that defines Australia. Love. Not hate, hope, not fear, optimism, not negativity, and indeed, unity, not division.
Just over 20,000 people from more than 150 countries have become Australian citizens today at one of 325 citizenship ceremonies being held around the country. With almost a third of the population born overseas, an estimated 8.6 million, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Australia is one of the most multiculturally diverse countries in the world. After fleeing Afghanistan as a refugee following the 2021 crisis, Fakonda Ahmadi spoke with SBS Pashto about taking her Australian citizenship oath.
Australia Day for me is a day of reflection more than celebration. As someone who came to Australia as a refugee, I have learned that this day holds deep pain for First Nations people. Understanding that has changed my perspective. It reminds me that belonging also means listening, learning, and respecting the truth of this land's history. For me, Australia Day is about gratitude and responsibility. Gratitude for the opportunities I have been given, and responsibility to stand with respect for those whose land this is.
Australia Day became a national public holiday in 1994, but in more recent years there have been an increase in calls to change the date from January 26. The day has attracted an annual protest since 1938, when First Nations people inaugurated a day of mourning. Today, thousands of people attended competing rallies across the country, including Invasion Day rallies. At Melbourne's Camp Sovereignty protest site, Black People's Union spokesperson Kieran Stewart Ashton told those gathered that learning was key in understanding Australia's Indigenous history.
I want to really stress that, you know, you need to know your place and where you are. You're on stolen, unceded lands. So, you know, does that mean, do you even know the Aboriginal nation whose land you're actually living on and what happened there? If not, go and do the research, learn the truth about the dark history of this colony, but don't just stop there. Actually engage with the campaigns and the initiatives of your local mob and support them.
In Sydney, 1,500 police officers were deployed to monitor the protests. The grandfather of Kumanjai Walker, Ned Hargraves, also addressed the Sydney gathering. Mr. Walker was fatally shot three times by Northern Territory police officer Zachary Rolfe in Yundamu on November 9, 2019. Having had two family members die in custody, Mr. Hargraves says he would like people to reflect on the suffering Indigenous Australians continue to experience.
We have lost. We have suffered so much, so much. That you and I, Yapa, we have how much more longer we have got to suffer.
March for Australia rallies also saw turnouts across major cities. Those attending the March for Australia rallies concerned about immigration, cost of living pressures, and what they call rising displays of anti-Australian sentiment. This protester says he felt it was important to attend the March for Australia rally in Melbourne.
Then we've got to ask someone else's permission to say what we need to say. That's not Australia. I love my country very much, and I see it slowly dying. Freedom of expression, which is an Australian thing for me. I love everyone from all over the world, but please look after Australia first. That's all I wanted to say. Well, that's why I'm here.
This year, Australia Day also comes just after the Bondi attack. Tourists and local residents gathered at the site of the attack as part of an act of solemn reflection but also celebration, paying tribute at a makeshift memorial for the 15 victims killed in the attack on December 14th. Brianna Charles for SBS News.
This January, NITV and SBS brings you First Nations storytelling on an epic scale. Stories of our trailblazers, stories of our survival, and stories of our strength. Because this always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. 18th to 26th of January on NITV, SBS and SBS On Demand.